Bob Pearson, Connecticut. Bob wrote the third edition big book story, AA Taught Him How to Handle Sobriety. He was also a GSO senior advisor and trustee. His story appears in the third edition of the big book Alcoholics Anonymous on page 554. In quotation marks, God willing, we may never again have to deal with drinking, but we have to deal with sobriety every day. Bob joined AA in New York City in 1961, probably never dreaming one day he'd be the manager of AA's General Service Office. Bob was born in Houston, Texas, but raised in Kansas, the only child of loving parents. His parents drank only socially, and his father gave him his first drink, a tiny glass of sherry, to celebrate the New York. When he was 13, he immediately saw the effect it had on him and prayed he wouldn't drink anymore, but in college he began to drink at fraternity parties and beer busts. The family moved frequently and Bob found himself in a different school every year until high school, where he was always the new kid and who had to prove himself. He retreated into a fantasy world. He became the classic overachiever and sold his first article to a national magazine while still an undergraduate. After graduation from college, he moved to New York to pursue a writing career and landed a good job. He was soon regarded as a boy wonder, but by age 22, he was a daily drinker. He then had difficulty in every aspect of his life. His service in the Navy was marred when he was given a captain's mast, as in discipline for trouble he got into while drinking. His marriage suffered, his values became distorted, and by 40, his health was severely damaged. When the doctor told him he'd have to stop drinking, he did for 10 months with no apparent difficulty. But he did not enjoy life without drinking, and soon he was drinking again, and his physical condition deteriorated further. He developed cirrhosis of the liver, had frequent blackouts, severe nosebleeds, angry bruises, which appeared mysteriously all over his body. Despite these episodes of losing large quantities of blood by vomiting, and from his rectum, he drank again. His doctor finally gave up on him and referred him to a psychiatrist in the same suite of offices. He happened to be, by the grace of God, Bob wrote, Dr. Harry Tybaugh, the psychiatrist who probably knew more about alcoholism than any other in the world. At that time, Dr. Tybaugh was serving as a non-alcoholic trustee on the General Service Board. Dr. Tybaugh sent him to High Watch to dry out. There he read the big book and began his slow road back to health and sanity. When Bob had been in AA only a short time, an old-timer told him that AA does not teach us how to handle our drinking, but it teaches us how to handle sobriety. Not only did his health recover, so did his marriage, his relationship with his children, his performance on his job. All these things AA gave him, but most of all, taught him how to handle sobriety, how to relate to people, how to deal with disappointments and problems. He learned that the name of the game is not so much to stop drinking as to stay sober. God willing, we members of Alcoholics Anonymous may never again have to deal with drinking, but we have to deal with sobriety every day. How do we do it? By learning through practicing the 12 steps and through sharing at meetings, how to cope with the problems that we looked to booze to solve back in our drinking days. Bob has served in AA in many ways. He worked for GSO for 12 and a half years, was a director and trustee of the General Service Board for 6 years, and office general manager for a decade. Upon retirement from GSO in 1986, he took on the task for GSO of writing an update of AA's history, covering the period from the publication of Alcoholics Anonymous Comes to Age through its 50th year. Unfortunately, this manuscript was never published. At the 1986 General Service Conference, Bob gave what the 1986 final report called a powerful and inspiring closing talk titled, Our Greatest Danger, Rigidity. He said, if you were to ask me what is the greatest danger facing AA today, I would have to answer the growing rigidity, the increasing demand for absolute answers to nitpicking questions, pressure for GSO to enforce our traditions, screening alcoholics at closed meetings, prohibiting non-conference approved literature, as in banning books, laying more and more rules on groups and members. And in this trend toward rigidity, we are drifting further and further away from our co-founders. Bill, in particular, must be spinning in his grave, for he was perhaps the most permissive person I ever met. Every group has the right to be wrong. Bob continues to give his service to AA in many ways. At the International Convention in Minneapolis in 2000, he appeared to be handling many jobs. He filled in to lead at least one of the small meetings, Pioneers in AA. The program does not list him as the moderator. He was probably filling in for someone else at the last minute.